important book the single man will ever read. The Hobble-the-Gaga Handbook. Chapter 118. Double Date and Hobble. Well, you and your buddy are out having a few one night. You meet these two girls. You line up a date for that next Saturday night. Well, you and your buddy pick up the two girls. You take them out, nice dinner, a couple belts. You start snuggling. Then you head to some secluded place, hoping to do a little hobbling. So you go winding around that country road, up to the transmitter site on the mountaintop. Ain't nobody around there. Just an old building that holds the transmitter, big old tower, lights flashing on and off. You're in the back seat with your girl. He's driving up in the front with the other one. You start smooching. Your girl is coming on hot and heavy. She's returning your kiss. Your tongues are colliding. You're slurping. Up in the front seat, however, your buddy and his girl ain't doing nothing. Oftentimes, sadly, that's the case. You pick up two girls. One of them is sitting on go. One of them is prime. One of them is eager. The other one,
oh, I didn't come along for that.
So now you're hating life. I mean, here you and the girl in the back seat want to do some hobbling, but your buddy's up there talking about his college major with his date. They're sitting on opposite ends of the seat. They're just talking. You feel funny dropping trow and wailing away with them up there just talking. I mean, if they was up there breathing heavy and kissing and lying down in the sea, well, then you wouldn't mind. Well, that's why this chapter was written. What you need to do before you set out on this date is come up with a code word. And you need to go to one of those novelty stores and pick up a box of those fireworks that they sell here in town. Sparklers, bottle rockets, you know, that kind of stuff. Pinwheels. You can buy them legal. Stuff you stick in the ground, makes pretty color. You throw that in the trunk. And you agree with your buddy that if it should happen that one of the girls doesn't want to hobble, and one of them does, you have a code word that says, my girl wants to hobble, y'all get out of the car. And the code word is pertoodle. You see, when you realize your girl's going to hobble, and the guy's up there with a girl and just wants to talk about, you know, psychology 101, you say pertoodle. And the guy says to his girl, hey, tell you what, I got something real neat. I've been carrying around for the longest time some fireworks that I've been meaning to give to my kid brother. What do you say we go out? It's a dark night. Let's shoot off some stuff. So sure enough, they hop out, and your buddy opens the trunk and takes out that box of stuff. And they sit there shooting off bottle rockets and playing with sparklers, you know. Hey, look at this pinwheel. Oh, look at the colors. Oh. Meanwhile, you're in the car just knocking the bottom out of there. Now make sure you got a lot of them in there, so they'll be a while shooting off their pinwheels, Roman candles, whatever. And then when you're done hobbling, just so you don't have to hang around a long time, you leave in the car under the front seat one cherry bomb. So when you're done hobbling, you light that bad boy and throw it out the window. Everybody yells, holy jeez, that's when you can yell, come on, y'all, get back in the car, let's get out of here before the cops come. And you blast off, no fuss, no buzz.
Tuesday.